And against all technological predictions, we ought to pursue the way germinating within our soul. And lastly, only back in our natural environment, we will be able to fully establish our rights. And the more we come to lack the beauty of natural meanings, the more we become aggressive beasts of the social environment. And it is in the original plan that our mind ought to shape up without any further changes. And we must never reduce our ideal in order to constrain it within the social framework. And we shall only fear the laws of nature and learn to scold the laws of the artificial environment. And in order to recreate the eternal aura, we ought to work with and not against the aging of things. And by giving ourselves to society to protect our exteriority, the danger begins from within. And the burden that liberalism uplifts is only a vacuum that will soon be replaced by an even heavier burden. And the discipline we impose on ourselves guarantee the freedom against the discipline that others can impose on us. And in our determination to live a sober life, others will provide us with the strictly necessary in the attempt to imitate us. And hypothetically, we can put our devotion anywhere, but from the fatherland we might not be kicked out. And to purify from the social safety, we ought to embark against all odds the adventurous spirit. And the regime will be so controlled and under surveillance that we will either suffocate or completely turn it upside down. And the highest form of poetry lies in creating a dependence with nature and at the same time becoming independent from the social apparatus. And the original vision that has so much excited our soul ought to be pursued until the end, even through the worst of crises. And even in the darkest of realms, the sun may shine at times, but we shall not be illuded by it. And better playful under a heavier yoke than serious under a lighter one. And by re-establishing our dependence to nature, we may in fact become more independent from society. And inhaling the excitement of an exposed life, we are able to carry with us the weight of all our deficiencies. And our main worry should not be to survive in society, but to fully live in nature. And we shall accept all new cycles, preparing for them and letting them come to us. And a poor environment where we can develop our own constraints is far better than the richest environment where constraints are imposed on us. And the repressed instinct can suddenly reemerge even in the most tranquilizing civilization. and by contenting ourselves of a mediated exposure to the world, we get captivated and rot our souls. And how are we to maintain our purity against the corruptive force that wants at all costs to include our offspring? And the active energy of one ascending is a black circuit for the passive energy of everyone else frantically descending. And the perfect system in which everyone can live with the minimum effort is the final turning off of our divine and removing our shiny presence from a grey mass is the trauma that will have this mass to look for more shyness. And space does not matter, as in time we will also have a similar experience. And we are all subjected to a destiny, and only the pervasiveness of modern media makes this relative. And the impossibility to manifest the virtue one is constantly building on may be at times the only reason for vice. And to constantly feeding on our phobia will be our ignorant assumptions. And even in its most systematic manifestations, it is quite clear that violence is the result of violence. And it is the pervasiveness and not the kind of governance that kills human freedom. And the reason of our discontent is not desiring, but placing the object of desire in a different time and or space. And when chaos overwhelms us, we ought to keep small in order to survive. And paradoxically, we give up our life to society only when the latter give us the resources for living. And our drive for stability only takes us away from a chaos that is the source of life. And our autonomous work will lie the seed of a new system when the former one collapses. And as we need a square to captivate nature, we ought to put more nature on top of it in order to keep it alive. And even when we will be totally useless, our present can be useful for the future to come. And our only security is to keep on shepherding our spiritual beasts and let them lead us to a greener pasture. And while everything that is stable is soon occupied, the more spiritual will have to build their temples in the most precarious of places. And the wave with all its power will anyway flash by, while the small grain of sand will be poetically anchored underneath it. And we can ultimately revive only in the nature of our ancestors. And our artificial structures will suddenly decay with us unable to do anything about it. And those who condemn others and act in the name of others is absolute selfishness, and there should be no hinder for us to embark the temporal and spatial journey that our intuition has shown us. And in all our willing to take care of our nature, we're willing to sacrifice it when circumstances break ourselves apart. And even the smallest of perseverance is the greatest breach on the social stubbornness surrounding us. And even when committing to one big thing, we have to commit to many small things to sustain the former. And even if we are still in the middle of our life, we ought to prepare for our death. And it should be our perception of nature and not our understanding of what we derive from the social environment to guide our soul. And society is like a flock turning away from the sun and following its shadow down a precipice. And it is when we lose contact with our natural reality that we develop our contemporary psychosis. And even in a voluntary or involuntary exile, we can reset ourselves. But only back in the fatherland we can reach a true meaning. One of the factors with which we can judge whether something has been exaggerated is whether it is something has been discontinued. And like a cord, our hope breaks when it's kept tensed by others. What the humble man would do voluntarily for the sake of control society, let's do it to the arrogant man requiring a lot of resources.